May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When I was 17, I was working as a librarian in a public library situated at the edge of our town. My place was a little far from there. It took me almost 1 hour to reach my home from the office. I was a newcomer at the library and knew nothing much about the place. Everything was good there. I had no problem at all. Each day, many students came there from school and university looking for books. They used to sit there for hours and read books. Some of them were good in nature, while some were bad, but I didn't care much about them. My work was simply to provide them with suitable books. I felt good working there, and I had no problem at all, until that day. One day, a strange person came into the library and it was already too late. He entered when I was about to close.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. He asked me for a romantic love novel. I asked him to come tomorrow as it was already late, but he said to me that he needed that today, and he had come from a distant place, so I agreed. I asked him to wait while I searched for that book he mentioned. He sat there and waited for me. I went to the shelf and searched for the novel. At that time, I was looking back at him, and he was continuously staring at me. I was getting a bad feeling about him. From time to time, he was calling someone and asked them how much more time they needed. I was a little scared, so I hurried to search for that book and rushed toward him with the book. I got there and offered the book to him. He opened it and started reading there. I asked him, "It was already too late and now I was about to close, so please come tomorrow." But he ignored me and didn't reply to anything. I repeated myself, but again he remained looking at the book and ignored me. I got a little furious and shouted at him to get out of there as it was time to shut the library. Suddenly, he started to laugh. I couldn't understand why he was laughing. He stood up and grabbed my hand. I shouted at him, "What are you doing?" And he replied, "You'll know soon." Before I could say anything else, some more people came barging in inside the library. I was alone there. And there were six in number. I was frightened and tried to shout for help, but they shut my mouth with their hand and picked me up and took me behind the shelf. One of them went running and closed the door. They came to me and asked me to remove my clothes. I refused and slapped the one in front of me, and that was the biggest mistake I made. He slapped me back, but his slap had a lot of power and I fell down. My cheek was hurting like crazy from his slap. After that, he did what he wanted to. He removed my clothes and turned me naked. After this, they raped me one by one, again and again, and there was nothing I could do. I had also been shown naked, sexually explicit photos, and prepositioned again and again by those beasts. I asked them again and again to let me go, but they were merciless and didn't listen to my single word. They played with me to their heart's content. And at last, the one who I slapped kicked me right on my face with a heavy strike. My head bumped into the shelf behind me, and I fainted. The next morning when I woke up, I saw a lot of crowds along with cops inside the library. They all gathered around something that was not visible to me. I looked at myself, and I was completely naked. I forgot that those maniacs raped me and left me in that state. The last thing I remember was that kick, and everything went blank after that. All of a sudden, something struck my head. I was completely naked and everyone should have stared at me, but no one was looking at me. I was a little shocked and they were gathered around. I rushed there to another corner where there was no one and I couldn't believe what I saw. I was lying there dead. The cops had covered me with a white blanket, but inside, I knew I was completely nude. I was shocked for a moment. Then I understood that the moment he kicked me and I bumped into the shelf, I died, and they left me in that condition. Someone must have come to the library and found me in that state and called the cops. I went there running and tried to explain everything that happened to me, but they couldn't hear me. Then, I realized this was useless and there was no point in all this. I was there the whole time and watched the cops retrieve my body. After that, my body went for a post-mortem. I witnessed everything with my own eyes. After that, the cops informed my parents about all this. They asked for my number from my ID card and asked them to come. My parents saw me and started to cry. Watching them cry, I couldn't control myself and also cried. I wanted to tell them that I was here, but I couldn't do so. After that, my body was offered to the funeral. My soul disappeared. This is my story, and now I'm dead. Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. My mom travels a lot as part of her job, so she stayed in a whole bunch of different hotels. So she's on short flight from New York City to Toronto. And she gets talking to a guy who's in a similar kind of job, only he's actually from Toronto and had been visiting Manhattan on business. Mom thinks she can swoop in and undercut the deal he was getting, earning a bunch of kudos from her bosses in the process. So she gives this guy her business card and tells him to call her. They land and they say goodbye, and my mom heads off to her hotel for the evening. A few hours later, she's almost ready for bed when she gets a call from the hotel lobby saying my dad was there to surprise her, and would it be okay if they gave him a copy of her room key? Mom hadn't been expecting him, and the way she tells it, she was actually kind of angry that he'd apparently left a 6-year-old me with a sitter when I'd just gotten over chicken pox. So she calls to be like, "What are you doing, Paul?" Only my dad has no idea what she's talking about. He was at home taking care of me. And she could even hear me over the line to confirm if she tells dad she'll call him back. And then heads down to the lobby to see when the world is going on. And who should it be waiting in the lobby pretending to be my dad? The guy she gave the business card to. As you can imagine, she was both freaked out and very angry. But she calmly explains to the concierge that the guy was not her husband, and that if he turned her again, he was to call the cops. The guy tried to play all innocent, acting like he was just picking up the wrong vibes from her or whatever. But he could have called her, he could have asked the reception to call her.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
There were a million different things he could have done if he thought she was just looking for some little work trip affair. She didn't do any of that. They just tried to talk his way into getting himself a freaking room key, presumably hoping he could catch my mom sleeping. Obviously, my mom was in no mood to sleep after the little encounter, and she remembers that she has a copy of this guy's business card too. She couldn't exactly call the cops and the guys since he hadn't actually committed any crime. But she could contact the company he worked for to maybe get him fired for being such a creep. But when she calls the number on the card, she discovers it's a dead number, and the company that's listed on the card that she eventually was able to get a hold of never even heard of the guy in question. The guy gave her a fake card, presumably just to get hers. He was never in the same business as her, but the fact that he managed to talk a good enough game to convince her is incredibly creepy to me. Like, there's only one thing scarier than an evil psychopath predator, and that's a smart one. Luckily, my mom was able to fly back the following afternoon after a business meeting, but it was definitely a close call, and I thank God she was able to get away safely. This incident happened to me when I was 16, back when I was working in a theater. My work was simple, to check the customers before sending them in, and I don't think I made any mistake that day. But somehow, it happened. My life was going well. I was the eldest son in my family with two younger sisters. They're still studying, and I was the one who always kept books away. I was not too bright at my studies. I was just an average student, and my father didn't expect too much from me. I was always scolded by my father for roaming around with my friends who were the bad guys in his eyes. One day, I had an argument with my dad, and there was a serious one, and he kicked me out of his home. That day, I decided that I will only return to my home when I will earn for myself. That was something that I just threw up in my ego because I returned home just after a few hours when I felt hungry. Never mind, that was my house, and I had the whole right to return anytime I wanted. So coming back to the story, not too long after that, I got this opportunity. One of my friends, who was also a bad guy in my father's eyes, asked me if I wanted to work, and that was the same thing I wanted to hear for so long. I accepted his offer right that moment and started working here. It was a local theater in the center of town, and also not too far from my house, so it was completely suitable for me. I started working there, and my friend and other coworkers who also were seniors to me. All of them were good in nature, and I never felt some superiority from them while working there. Everything was going well, and I was very happy with my work, until this black day of my life arrived. It was a normal day like always. We were working at our best. The crowd seemed a little dense than on other days. I checked each and every one, and everything was going fine. The show started, and I entered and closed the door from inside. I was standing at the door in case any latecomers arrived or someone from inside wanted to go out. It was part of my work, so I was doing my job. The show was going on and everyone seemed to be quite drowned in that. All of a sudden, two guys from the middle row stood up and started walking toward the screen. All the other customers were getting disturbed by that, so they started shouting at them, but they didn't listen to anyone and walked to the screen and stood there. I also shouted and asked them to have their seats and let others watch the show. They ignored me and didn't reply to me. They just remained standing there silently. I started walking toward them and asked if they had any problem. Then they could walk out and let others enjoy the show. I would have reached only half the way when they suddenly opened their jackets, and what they said made everyone speechless. Their jackets were full of explosives, and they warned us that if anyone dared to move, then all of us would die the next second. In an instant, the whole theater became silent. No one had the courage to speak anything, and I was also one of them. Any wrong move could have resulted in all of our lives. I just remained standing there and kept on thinking about how they went past our security systems without being noticed. There was nothing I could have done at that time. We all were just sitting right on the spot where we were. Someone from the back seat tried to sneak while being hidden from their eyes, but they noticed him and pulled a gun from their back and shot him right on the moment. At first, he died on the spot, and the next second, he lay down unresponsive. I wanted to help him, but if I had dared to move a single step from there, then I would be lying just beside him. We all kept on being in their prison for the next 2 hours. After that, we heard an announcement. It was the police. Someone from the crowd there had secretly called the cops and informed them about the situation. I was a little relaxed, but they didn't seem happy with that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
They became furious and started to ask who called the cops. No one from the crowd stepped and accepted that it was his doing. At last, they announced that they're going to explode themselves along with all of us. In a moment, the silent environment turned into panic and everyone started to run here and there. Watching the crowd getting out of control, they started firing at them blindly. Many of the crowds were shot and lost their lives, while many were injured. Meanwhile, by using this commotion as their bet, the cops broke in and caught them when they were not prepared. Watching the cops come in for my rescue, I rushed to those who were shot along with my other coworkers and cops also. We helped all those who were injured. The cops took them right then into their custody. I helped each injured person there to get out of there. Our managers asked us to lock the door and came out. I was closing the door when one of my coworkers noticed blood around my stomach area. I looked down and found that I was bleeding continuously. I pulled my shirt and noticed that while those metalheads were firing blindly, I was also shot with their bullet. But during that all-heavy commotion, I didn't even notice for a second. After that, my sight started to get blurry, and I fainted. When I opened my eyes, I was in a hospital, and my father was sitting just beside me on a chair. I got operated on right on time, and I was saved. That day, many of the innocent people who had come to watch the movie lost their lives. Those insane criminals were punished for their doings, and the theater was closed for a week. After that, everything went as usual, and I also returned to my job after getting fully recovered. But I can never forget that incident, ever, in my whole life. I went to beauty school just after high school. So it's just learning what it is like to be an adult, work, go to school, and socialize at the same time. If you've ever gone to beauty school, you know the hours are pretty lengthy, and it's a lot of work in a short amount of time. You also know that you're mostly crammed with a lot of women of different ages and a few boys if there's a straight man in school, and he's even mildly attractive, obviously considering you're attracted to that type of person. Most women that score just so at all because it's the only male person we are seeing during most of our weeks. That takes me to Dave. A few years older than me, tall, drives a Ducati to school, mysterious and handsome. Every girl was always putting a little extra makeup, turning their hips towards him, flirting when he was around. He was cute, quiet, and always knew what to say. I was as interested in catching his eye till he randomly asked me to meet up with him for a bite one day after school. I was single, needing to experience dating for the first time, and it didn't seem that bad to hang out with. Things started off very sweet and genuine. He'd sent goodnight texts, joke with me at school, and even genuinely seemed like he wanted to hang out more and more. We'd go to bars, and he knew everyone, so I could just get right in. I was underage at the time. We go eat, see shows to step drink. I feel like I was starting to feel like an adult enjoying the life and being wooed by a handsome, slightly older man. We drove around on his bike. He'd take me to nice, quiet dinners, always offered to pay, and even didn't little things like hold his arm out when I was walking downstairs or off a curb. I'd never experienced this type of gentleman before. But as quickly as the sweet dates came, so did a very weird, calculated, and controlling behavior. He would start to ask why I didn't smile with my teeth. Was it because I was embarrassed at myself? He would sit behind me working at school and taught me about how slow I was. He'd say things like, "Don't sit like that," or "Say things that way. That's not what ladies do, and I'm a lady, right? Don't wear that lipstick, it's trashy. Butts, I guess. Maybe I was being inappropriate. Maybe he's right. I should act more like an adult and a child. Be better at school. Look more like an adult. He brought me to his house one night, a place he rented a room from. Suddenly, this stoic Edward Cullen type turned into a person I didn't recognize. Outside of the random mood shift, his room was filled with clothing and garbage like old Gatorade bottles filling the floors. There was a TV and a bed. Of all the things I could really make out in the room, he brushed dirt off his bed for me to sit down. I hung out for a while, and he oddly confessed he never brushed his teeth. Okay, well, looking at this room, I could believe that. He also mentioned that he'd just bought new clothes when he needed them and never washed. The dirty ones just left them there. This is all in the first 2 or 3 weeks. Kind of a red flag if he asked me. The lights were off at one point, and we're watching a show. And I see a light like a cell phone right outside the window behind the TV. I jump and get his attention, but he had to have seen. He brushes it off, saying it must be a roommate, though. I notice he's texting someone at the same time. Let it go for the night. Eventually go home, but so feel uncomfortable. When the phone calls started happening in the stories of his ex, they lived together. She was 10 years older than him and had a 6-year-old kid. She was crazy. If he and I would hang out, I'd suddenly start getting calls from an unknown number. The minute I walked in my door, they would ring to my voicemail, got them, and no one would say a word till the message ran out of time. They'd happen every 10 minutes for 3 or so hours. I asked him about this, if it was him, and he said it may just be his crazy ex. But how would she have my number? He'd say, "Well, I have to give her some of her things, and she stole my phone at one point. Must have taken your number." So the gentlemanly dates would happen, and the gifts, sending roses and coffee to my work, showing up with a massage and spa packages every week. We still saw each other at beauty school, almost alien. He'd be kind, but it was always hush-hush until was outside of school. I was torn. This person, lying, or is this the kind of person to want to date me? Maybe he just has some flaws and a crazy ex. Then the texts and Facebook messages started coming, clarifying it was her. "He told me about your messed up life and secrets you've told him. I know he just saw you. I know you were at his house. I was outside his window looking in. Your red dress was nice. He laughs about you. Poor you. Just a stupid little girl." And stuff like that over and over. I block her. Then she'd have friends send me the same BS. She freaked me out. And he always denied it and apologized for her behavior. Then the word Daisy wouldn't show up for school. And he would text me during the day saying they were together, sending pictures of him. I tried to confront him, but he always denied having anything to do with her and repeating that she wanted to ruin his life. And then she started going to my work, telling my coworker she was my friend and would color things on the kids' menu, like my name plus Dave, art, her and tell them she wanted me to have it. She'd send me a random picture of him in a booth at my work, and I put the pieces together when I got there and got her notes, asking my coworkers where she was sitting and what she looked like. It was gross and embarrassing, let alone scary. My car was broken into at school, and nothing was taken from it, but a bill that had my address on it. Then was so scared. I came home at any point in time and she started calling me over and over as soon as I closed the door behind me. I felt trapped. She would call my work and school saying she was my mom and try to get more info on me, or call them as a customer saying to get me fired. My roommates finally kicked me out because they were rightfully freaked out. So I turned to the police. They put me in contact with a detective who I handled all of the calls, texts, and messages, plus notes she left in my work. I never answered the phone or responded to a single message from her. I had hundreds of calls, texts for at least a month. They came in every day from the same number. I never blocked that number after the first few were blocked, so I could keep a log of all the attempts. Plus, I have to keep a journal of every incident leading up to me coming to the police, just in case. I watched a lot of crime documentaries. He told me that there was nothing he could do to trace the number back to a specific person, and since she hadn't threatened my physical safety, his hands were tied. The very next day, he calls me in, his furious, telling me he can't help me if I'm harassing her back. I was confused, and when I asked what he meant, he said, "You're calling a mother non-stop throughout the night, terrifying her and her kid." But it was a 20-year-old, and she was 36. Of course he's going to believe the adult, but I never called her. He asked me to come to his office and show me his evidence he has against me. She forged him tons of texts, saying things like, "Well, I can't really say them here, but they were just toxic, which is full of malice, and I just broke down." I would never say some of the things that she had said that I said, and I know I didn't send these tons of texts, especially overnight when I had school the next day. He didn't believe me and completely dismissed me. He ultimately turned against me and was now on her side.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And this was crushing. I broke things off for good with David. Basically told him to screw off. We still had to go to school together, and he was terrible. I embarrassed myself in front of my friends defending him so long. My work, my school, who I had to beg to make sure this girl didn't come around again, and a detective who ultimately didn't believe a word I said just to get some peace. My friends were tired of seeing me scared, stressed, and constantly talking about this weird situation happening to me. I was over it all. She finally left me alone once I moved, got a new car, a new phone, deleted social media. But it still freaks me out that we all live in the same town. She messaged me a few years ago from a different account when I was back on social media, and said she was sorry that she was manipulated by Dave and that they did this to too many girls. This was disturbing and gut-wrenching to me, to the mother of a six-year-old, really have nothing better to do than play messed up mind games with a sociopath, maybe two sociopaths together.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.